A sign in front of the door read, "Please seat yourself." A waitress appeared at my table almost as soon as I sat down. Her name tag said Barbara, and she looked to be in her early 20s.
What can I get ya?
I hadn't had time to exhale, much less think about what I wanted. There was no menu in sight.
Coffee would be nice.
Cream and sugar?
Black is fine.
Our coffee's kind of strong.
I could use some strong coffee about now.
Okay. Our special is the Gamble Burger and Fries for $1.25.
That sounds fine.
You sure you don't want to see a menu?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Barbara hurried off, winding her way through the tables, until she disappeared behind the counter and into the kitchen.
Order in! One special, straight on the bun!
I settled back into the orange vinyl chair and glanced toward the counter. A few men wearing white, orderly uniforms were finishing their lunch. They must work at the state school, or at a nearby hospital. Barbara returned with my cup of coffee.
Here you go, sweetie. Big rush is over, so your lunch ought to be ready soon. Everybody has to get back to work.
I'm in no hurry.
Barbara lingered and looked me over skeptically.
On your way somewhere?
I am.
I thought you might be. Never seen you in here before.
I've only been to Grafton once before, and that was a long time ago. I was only a girl.
Yeah, we get a lot of out-of-towners through here.
Are they going to the state school?
Barbara twisted her lip, then let the reaction fall away as quickly as she could.
That where you're headed?
Yes, to pick up some paperwork.
Sure.
Barbara leaned a little closer.
I wouldn't stay in that place long if I was you.
Why's that?
They do terrible things up there.
Like what?
Order up, one special!
Barbara stiffened.
That's your lunch!
She hurried off, and I was left to wonder what kind of terrible things went on at the state school. I hadn't even considered such a thing. After lunch, I headed north again on Hill Street and made a left on 6th. Even on a bright, sunny day, the Grafton State School was drab and foreboding, more like a prison than a school. I hoped my impression wasn't influenced by Barbara and her whispered warning about terrible things. The state school's main building had been built in 1903 as the State Institute for the Feeble-Minded. I wondered why Grafton was chosen as the building site for the school. I also had to wonder how they defined feeble-minded back then. I sat in the truck, looking at the twin-towered facade of the state school. Outside, the wind had picked up again. It wasn't snowing, but yesterday's snowfall was blowing in wisps across the school grounds. I took a scarf out of my coat pocket, tied it over my hair, and checked my face in the mirror. It occurred to me that I was stalling, and my reticence had nothing to do with the weather. I grabbed my purse and reached for the door handle. The wind instantly attacked my face, causing my eyes to water and my skin to tighten. All I could do was lean into the gale and keep walking toward the entrance of the state school. Thankfully, there was an iron rail erected on the right side of the walk. I clung to it for dear life. The building sheltered me from the wind as I climbed the stairs to the front entrance.
Whew!
I stopped to gather myself in the vestibule. I took off my scarf and used it to wipe the moisture from the front of my coat, smoothed my hair quickly, blinked my eyes to clear them, then headed inside the huge building. I paused to take in my surroundings. The cavernous foyer was dimly lit by sconces on the walnut-paneled walls and a small collection of hanging fluorescent bulbs. Arched doors led off in each direction from an inlaid compass on the dull hardwood floor. Dusty gray curtains stood limply at the sides of each oversized window, open to the barren view. There was a strong, institutional smell in the air, a mix of cleanliness, sourness, and stagnation. The only human being in sight was an older woman with brittle gray hair who stared at me from behind a reception desk. I headed towards her.
Hello, I'm here to pick up a report for Sheriff Reinhardt of Stark County.
I don't know any sheriff from Stark County.
This is the Grafton State School, isn't it?
An incredulous look crossed the woman's thin bird face.
Of course it is. Where are you from?
Outside Dickinson.
Never been there.
I've never been here either. The report's about a girl that's gone missing at home. She was here until recently.
The expression on the old woman's face changed instantly.
Oh, Well, you'll need to go to admissions for that. Ask for Anka Welton. If anyone knows about your report, it'll be her.
Thank you. I looked all around for a sign to point me in the right direction. There wasn't one. And where's admissions? The woman jerked her head backward.
Through the green door, down the hall, left at the first chance, then three doors down on the right.
Sure, okay, thanks.
You betcha.
I stood there a second, wanting to ask the woman if she had known Tina Rinkerman, but questions in places like this usually didn't go over too well.
Is there something else?
I couldn't help myself. Where are the children?
The children are in the north wing, and some of the adults are in the south wing, the worst of them. The rest of them are scattered about on the compound, depending on their age and capabilities.
Oh, adults live here too?
You really don't know? People show up here all the time to dump children, and then they never come back. There are adults who have been here since they were babies, if you can imagine. Ernest Franz is the oldest resident, I think. Came in when the doors opened in 1903, and he was 20-something then. Dense as a board, but the nicest man you can imagine. Got the mind of a 10-year-old boy. Everything's a wonder.
That's a good thing, I suppose. There's adult women here, too?
Well, yes, of course.
Doesn't that create problems? The woman looked past me to make sure we were still alone. I could have heard a mouse tiptoe to the door, so there really was no need.
There used to be a law that let them take care of that, but they did away with those procedures 3 years ago. There's pills for such a thing these days. The surgery was an awful thing to go through. Not that most of them would understand any of that anyway.
I didn't understand any of it either. My confusion must have been plastered on my face.
They sterilized most of the women who came here. Or girls, I should say. Some of the men, too. The law was meant to prevent criminals, rapists, defectives, idiots and the like from procreating. Been a law almost as long as this place has been here. There's a surgery in the basement, and we have two doctors on staff all the time.
And the state does this?
Did this. I said they stopped.
I'm sorry. I guess I never thought about such things.
Well, most people don't. Even those that drop off their children. They try to forget that they ever existed. I suppose life's easier that way, but something has to be done. You can't house all sorts of feeble-minded people who still have human urges and not do anything about it. Now can you?
I guess not. I stared past the woman toward the green door. I wanted to get Guy's report and get as far from the Grafton State School as I could possibly be.